This is The Record. I'm Steve Scher. Today, the Washington State Senate passed the Real Hope Act, their version of the DREAM Act recently passed by the democratically controlled state house. It allows undocumented students the chance to apply for state financial aid, going to college. 2 weeks ago, State Senator Barbara Bailey, chair of the Senate Higher Education Committee, said passing the DREAM Act wasn't a priority. Then, in a surprise turnaround, the Republicans brought their version of the DREAM Act, the Real Hope Act, to a vote, and they passed it today. Senator Barbara Bailey is a Republican from Oak Harbor, chair of the Senate Higher Education Committee. Senator Bailey, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I know you're still on the floor of the Senate where you're still doing work, so I appreciate you taking the time. The House and the Senate versions are very similar. Any last-minute machinations, or will this be going to Governor Inslee soon?
Well, I hope it will go to Governor Inslee's office for his signature, and I have great hope that it will.
What precisely does this bill stipulate?
Well, it stipulates that to be eligible for our state need grant, which is one of our funding grant programs for, obviously, people who need extra help in going to college, the criteria for what they, as far as income and things of that nature, this bill did not actually deal with that. What it dealt with is who could be eligible to receive that. In Washington State right now, to qualify for state need grant, you need to be obviously a resident of the state. What this bill did is expand that to students who are not just residents, but meet certain criteria that would allow them to also qualify who are not documented students in the state.
You know, Senator, when you had talked about this a little earlier, you had said it's not about immigration. It's about making sure that we take care of the students that live in our state, making sure that we don't create false hopes, but that we give real hope. What was creating false hopes?
The false hope was that a bill was put out, I think it's been last year, and this has been an ongoing issue for quite some time, and it has been used as a political issue. I'll be really honest with that. So as I began to look at this issue and what we needed to do in order to solve a problem that we knew we had, we needed to make sure that not only were we going to give real hope to people, but we were going to make sure that it was real hope and not a false promise. So therefore, we went back, looked at the situation, tightened things up a bit, and put some money with our state need grant program that would help offset some of the additional students that are going to be able to qualify.
So is it close enough to what the House passed, or will there be some negotiations?
I think that hopefully this bill will go forward because it does have an appropriation attached to the bill, and that, for me, is a key factor in making sure this bill goes forward.
The Senate proposal allocates $5 million through June 30th, 2015, from the state's general fund to pay for these financial aid payments. You initially were hesitant over the cost proposals. What's being displaced by funding the Real Hope DREAM Act with $5 million in the general fund? Is something being losing funding?
No, I don't think, you know, smart budgeting is always what we've been about here in the majority coalition in the Senate. We've always looked at doing smart budgeting, looking for savings anywhere we can, maybe moving those things to higher priorities. And right now I'm being told by the chair of our Ways and Means Committee that we're going to be able to find the money.
Without having to cut something else?
That's correct.
People see politics in the turnaround for your party. We talked about that this morning with some news analysts. After being opposed to many measures, your critics say you had to be for something. And what's better than helping deserving college students? What's your reaction?
Well, we've been for education, jobs, and the budget the entire time that our coalition has existed. We've made great strides in that regard. We've put over $1 billion into K-12 education. in the last session. And we also put additional monies, in fact, quite a bit of additional money into, our higher education, institutions, and principally, about 18 million, I believe, and that number might be a little bit different, but at least a significant amount of money to go toward more STEM programs in our universities. We know that we have an education problem right now, and we're trying to take incremental steps to solve it. You know, this is the first year that we've not had a tuition increase in 26 years, and that is a significant help to our students in their cost against their cost of education. We put money back into the universities to help with that promise to our students not to raise tuition. So we're actually putting policy and money where we're making promises and making sure that we can fulfill on those promises.
All right, Senator, I appreciate you taking the time. By the way, did you pass the tuition waiver on National Guard?
Yes, we
All right.
did.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. That's going to be an interesting thing as well. They passed the National waiver for allowing students who are National Guard members and those on active duty to pay resident tuition rates as well. This is The Record.